You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, the number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm Nessa, I work for Study Clicks, and I'm joined again by Eva, my sister, who also works for Study Clicks.
Yes, hello.
Today we're going to be talking about all about how to stay positive when you're studying.
So just kind of positive attitudes, how to ignore those negative thoughts and
vibes,
voices in your head, because we know obviously everyone has them, especially when it's peak exam period, let's say.
Yeah.
And it can be really hard to maneuver your way around them. So we are going to try and give our best insights and hopefully give you that kind of push that you need to remember that
you are golden.
You are golden. You can be positive. It's not all
doom and gloom.
And yeah, just make the best of
a bad situation.
Yeah. And it's not even a bad situation.
It's fine. It's temporary. Everything is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get moving.
Yeah.
So what would be the first step, do you think, in trying to change your attitude or try to make yourself feel better about studying?
Personally, and I think I talked about this in other podcasts, I must be like a broken record. Some people are like, stop saying that anymore. But the whole thing about focusing on the future, I think, is so valuable. Because if you keep focusing kind of on the present and how terrible everything is in this moment, because, oh, I have so much to do and oh, I have an essay to write and oh, and then this and then I'm terrible. But so let's say the exams are in June. Focus on July or even the end of June or September when you go to college if you're in sixth year, or if you're in third year, maybe you're going into TY and it's going to be a really fun year. And it's just so important that you remember that this is not... It's not like,
your life
I sit the junior cert and then I die. That's not it. You have so much ahead of you and so much more important and fun and exciting things in life. So just focus on that. Think about, in 6 months' time, in 6 weeks' time, however long it is, I won't have to care about this. It's going to be over. And just focus on, try and imagine the feeling, that feeling, and then try and, I don't know, just channel it in your current moment and think, okay, I can get through this because one day it's not going to be a worry of mine.
I love
and just
it.
Focus on that.
It's a good one to have always. Yeah. And whenever you're feeling sad about something or you're feeling the pressure of something, be like, will I be worried about this one thing several months from now?
Yeah.
A week from now, a year from now, whatever.
Yeah. A really helpful thing for that is, and something that you kind of have to be able to do, is recognize when you're in a negative mindset.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I think, don't realize that they're feeling so negative, and it's only when they look back, they're like, God, I was having a terrible time. So the important to be able to kind of do that whole thing of looking into the future and not actually looking into the future. We don't think any of you are but it's really important to sort of recognize, oh God, I'm thinking negatively right now. What can I do about it? So anytime you do sort of feel doomy, gloomy, try to pinpoint it and say, oh wait, that's a negative thought. No, I'm gonna do something about this.
Take control.
Yeah. Anytime you do feel down, do try to sort of recognize it and
combat it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Fierce. I think one thing that I always try to think about is that everyone always has to go through bad things. Like, that's just life. You're always going to have to do things that you don't like doing, that you don't enjoy. So if you think about, right, I have no choice in this, I'm going to have to do it, the situation won't change, but I can change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of thing, like, if you can change a negative situation or, like, an unpleasant situation, but you know you're going to have to do it anyway.
Yeah, so it's all about changing your attitude towards it. And, like, if you're dreading a presentation or an essay or something that you have to do and you just really feel terrible about it, okay, maybe the essay and that thing, you can't change how terrible that thing is, but you can change how terrible you feel about it, because you're not really in control of the essay. Let's say your teacher's in control of it. They're not going to let you off the hook.
Yeah.
You have to do it. But you can change how you feel about it. You can change whether you feel positive, whether you're dreading it. So you yourself know that it's a horrible feeling dreading something. So yeah. Change it, because that's all coming from within you yourself.
Yeah.
You can just say, okay, fine, I'm just going to get this done. I'm going to do it this evening because then I won't have to worry about it anymore. Or put a positive spin on it. Say, okay, yeah, this essay is going to be kind of annoying to do, but at least afterwards I'll have learned something from it. I might have improved my English skills somewhat, or I've learned more about this poet that I didn't know that I knew, or things like that. So
it comes back to your first point as well, of like enjoying afterwards as well, like focusing on the end goal and what you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They both tie in together, which is nice.
Yeah, or like it's the same for exams. Let's say you get a bad exam result and you can't help but just feel really down and out about it. But again, okay, the exam result is bad. You can't change that.
No.
That's out of your hands. But how you feel about the bad exam result is completely in your hands.
Yeah.
You can choose to be sad about it and stay really gloomy. Or you can say, okay, yeah, it's done. There's nothing I can do to change it. But I am going to change my attitude, because what's the point? Literally, that's the whole thing. Like, what is the point in making yourself
feel sad?
Feel sad, because you can change that. You are the only one who has the power to say, no, hey, I'm not going to be sad about it. Okay, it's out. It's out of the way. It's over. I did bad, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to use this constructively to do better in the next one. I think that is a really, really important one to always remember. And it goes back to my point of recognizing when there's something negative, or that there's a kind of a bad thought or feeling in your mind, that you have to recognize it before you can do anything about it. So do practice and train yourself to notice and realize when you're having a bad moment.
That's very good. Another thing I think that a lot of students fall victim to, or just like happens because you're all in school and there's peer pressure there, you want to be like your friends and all this, don't feel a certain way just because someone else does.
Big time.
So I know, like, if you're going into like maybe just a small class exam and you have a friend who's just like, oh man, I'm gonna fail this so bad, and you like, you might be there and you might be super prepared and you're like, you don't want to fail it, but you're like, oh yeah, me too, god. Because it does subconsciously affect your attitude towards it. And I was such a sucker for this at school, especially if I was talking to someone who I thought was a bit cooler than me and they were like, oh, I'm gonna fail this, and I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't study like a nerd or anything. You know, just
there's such a stigma around studying, and it's so silly, because oh, let's bully this person because they want to do well. What is that? What's that about? Please don't. I know it's hard to just say, don't fall into the trap of, you know, trying to be cool. Whatever, it's hard. You know, adolescence, it's never easy. We've been there. But it's just, you know, I think a lot of the time, if you can be the person that's like, ah, you know what? No, I think it's going to be okay.
The chill person is always gets a lot of respect, I think.
Be the chill person, and you might inspire someone else to think, oh god, look at them, they have it all together. They're so laid back, they're so prepared, I wish I could be like that.
Exactly. Set that example, be that person.
Mm-hmm. Without being cocky, obviously. I mean, you don't want to freak people up being like, oh, I'm going to ace this, I'm going to do it in so the bag. OMG. That's not constructive either, but try to hit the right tone between the two of, sure, I'm prepared for this, but hey guys, we're all going to be fine. Come on now, don't be so negative, because there's no need.
Take on that role of like the mother or father hen.
Yes. Father hen. Yes.
We're gender neutral here at Sunny Clicks. Guardian hen.
Yeah.
And just be like, inspire positivity in others. If someone's feeling down, you're like, it'll be fine. Be that person.
Yeah. It's the same for... maybe it's not even a test, but I think everyone sort of gets into this hole in the Leaving a Junior Cert where you just want to complain all the time and say, oh, I have to do 3 hours of study tonight. Oh, I have to do this essay. You know, you're just like constantly in this state of making that sound. Whereas it can be so helpful to some people, because this is the whole thing. You never know how someone else is feeling unless they tell you, obviously. But a lot of the time people do sort of bottle all these things up, and it might be really helpful without knowing how helpful it is. It might be really helpful if someone is a bit down and they do say to you, oh, I'm so annoyed, I have to do this. Hearing something positive, if it comes from you or whoever it is, it can be really, really constructive and helpful for them. So if you can be the person, so like what we said earlier about recognizing a negative thought or a feeling and challenging it, if you can do that for someone else, let's say they say, oh, I have to do an essay, And you can, instead of being like, oh yeah, you poor thing, oh, that's terrible, I feel so bad for you, being like, oh yeah, okay, that is annoying, but sure, look,
you got this.
Just do it tonight and then have it done, and then you can watch Netflix. Remember that show that you wanted to watch? Oh yeah. You know? It's really important that you're all in this together. If you recognize this kind of negative thought or feeling in someone else, do your best to put a spin on it and
lift others up. Yeah, and yeah. It will help lift you up too.
Yeah, remind people, yeah, it's not the end of the world, it's going to be over someday.
Yeah,
it's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just kind of general tips for staying positive, I think, is not even from a whole Leaving Cert point of view, not from sort of trying to negate all of the negative feelings, you know, double negative. But even in just your day-to-day life, try and draw different positive aspects from it.
Little things that you enjoy in your day. Mm. Like when you get up first thing in the morning, like that second your alarm goes off is awful because you're no longer asleep, which is terrible.
I used to hate that, you know, feeling in your stomach. And especially, it's so hard in the winter when you wake up and it's still dark.
Oh, it's the
and
worst.
You just know you have to get up, and that just feeling of dread. We've all been there. But you can,
and you're just, if you're dreading the day ahead and you're like, oh, there's school, there might be a test, there's, oh, I just don't want to get out of bed today, a thing to do is just to think of anything to look forward to in the day. You're going to see your friends, you might have music practice later or football practice you enjoy doing. Just there's good in every day, even if you're having a really terrible day. There's always nice things to take from every day. So always think about that and look forward to that, and focusing on the positive stuff, again, like we've been saying this whole podcast, will perk you up, make you feel brighter, will make you feel ready to grasp the day, if that's a saying. Is that a saying? Carpe diem?
Grasp
the day.
Yeah, and so obviously we're not mental health experts here, and we can't just say, oh, just be positive and take positive things from the
There's
day.
There's only so much of that you can say. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all well and good, but for some people, if you are in a really bad place and you can't find anything positive at all in the day, then we can't really give you advice there. That's the case where you might need to get more help. Do talk to someone,
yeah.
Talk to a friend or a family member, someone who you think would be able to help you out there. There's even numbers that you can call, Samaritans and things like that. So just,
yeah, consult your GP, talk about your options. Yeah, if your mental health is very, if you think it's at a critical level, you have to seek or try to seek professional help.
Yeah, the important thing is not to bottle it up, obviously. Don't just suffer in silence.
Yeah.
If everything we're saying in this podcast really isn't making a difference or doesn't apply to you because you're in
such
a really
a bad
dark
place. Yeah.
Then you do need to go find someone to help you. And please do that.
Please, yeah. It's so important.
Yeah. But if you're not in that position, there are a few small things that can help boost your positivity in a day, sort of passively, I guess.
Yeah.
So, although it also sounds kind of, well, not nerdy, but saying like, oh, eat your five a day and do exercise. Yeah, it sounds...
Looking after yourself is
looking
key.
After yourself, it's actually so important. And without noticing, if you eat healthy food and don't eat junk food all the time,
obviously treat
your body
again,
is going to release these different... Again, I'm not a scientist or an expert on this, but I don't know the names of the different hormones and stuff, but you will definitely have these happy hormones being excreted if
endorphins.
If you take care of your body, it will reward you that way. And yeah, it especially goes for doing exercise because you're always releasing
those happy endorphins.
Yeah, dopamine maybe.
Serotonin?
Yeah, I really shouldn't try to pretend like I know, but I do know
science.
That there are hormones and they are released.
They're there
when you do exercise.
Happy hormones.
So I know there's so much going on and you feel like you don't have time, but even if you can just fit in 15 minutes to kind of get your body moving and get
those.
Oh,
it'll make all the difference, yeah.
It will, because if you slump around all day and only eat bad food, you're going to make yourself feel a lot worse.
Yeah, and you feel like that feeling of guilt as well. Like, obviously, if you treat yourself every now and again, like, don't be like, okay, I have to only eat like superfood, like bananas and nuts and stuff. Like, no, treat your body well. And then when you want to treat yourself, like with a nice bar of chocolate, do that. But just overall, you know, your body's
balanced.
A temple. Balance. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's all about balance.
Yeah. I suppose finally another point I wanted to make was about, we kind of touched on it earlier, but I feel like with the junior cert and as well with the leaving cert, especially with the leaving cert, people tend to go into the year or even into 50 or even to the whole cycle with a negative idea of the leaving cert and the exams. And it's really annoying because even without having any experience with it, without having tried it at all, you think badly of it and you're expecting the worst. And of course, if you go in with that attitude,
You're going to
hate it. You're going to suffer the whole time through. Whereas just if you go in and on your first day of fifth year or whatever it is and just say, no, I don't believe all of those other people. I want to see it for myself. I'm going to try and make this the best 2 years possible.
Yeah.
Because also this is so cliche and a lot of people say, well, school is the best year of your life.
School year.
And then you're in them and you're like, this is horrible. What are they talking about? But it is true when you look back. You do kind of treasure those memories. You had a lot of time with your friends. You didn't have too many responsibilities. Hey, you don't have a mortgage to pay or taxes or insurance or
it's
anything
a great
like
time.
That. Yeah, you're just, the only thing that you do have to worry about is the leaving cert. And the leaving cert is fleeting. Doesn't stay.
It's
so.
A small part of your life. Fifth and sixth year were actually my favorite years, I think.
Yeah, they're fun because
senior cycle is great.
You're kind of the cool kids in school and you have more responsibility. People respect you more. And it's...
I found that the teachers talk to us like adults as well. Like, it was nice.
Yeah, so really my main point is to kind of just challenge any of these preconceived ideas that students lay out about the exams. And don't always think that, oh, because this person said the leaving cert is the hardest exam you'll ever do, therefore it has to be the hardest exam you'll ever do. I've done much harder exams than the leaving cert since, and it's not true. Don't just believe that everyone tells you about them. Challenge them. Be your own person. Be independent. And figure everything out for yourself. Don't let other people sway what you think.
Yeah, form your own ideas. I love it.
Yes. I think that's kind of pretty much all the wisdom we have.
That's
for
all
today.
We can say. Yeah, that's all the wisdom I can think of. Even though you took the reins on most of that there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're just such a positive
hogged
person.
The podcast.
No, you got all this wisdom. I wasn't going to hold you back. And to round up, as always, thanks for listening. If you could please rate and review us on iTunes, that would be great because the more 5-star ratings and nice glowing reviews that we get, the higher it brings us off the charts and it makes us, our podcast, more visible to other suffering students and anyone who's feeling down and gloomy and might need to hear these words. So that'd be great if you could take some time to rate and review us. We would love it.
We would.
Also, Study Clicks, if you want to keep hearing from us, aside from being on the site, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Just search for Study Clicks. On Snapchat, we're Study_Clicks. Study_Clicks. Slightly different. There's some, I won't lie, it's mostly memes on all of them. So it's just.
But there's also competitions.
There's competitions.
To win cool tickets to concerts.
I post nice blogs and stuff sometimes. So it's kind of like a nice mixture of kind of comic relief and some exam tips, which I think is a pretty good combination. So
spreading that positive attitude.
Exactly.
On social media. Yeah. And otherwise, we always love to hear what you have to say about pretty much anything. If you have feedback about the site, about the podcast, we're always looking for new ideas for the podcast. If you have anything you'd like us to talk about, get in touch, let us know what it is. We are happy to hear it.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado,
we're going to leave it there. But thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you took away something from this and you are going to be so positive.
Have a beautiful day.
Have a fantastic day. It's also important to note that when we recorded this, it was really sunny outside. We were both buzzing. Yes.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
Bye.